Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
During the last minute of the news, when the traffic and the weather was happening, Ben, who has a 3.5-month-old son,
yes,
looked down and said, "Oh, I might have spit up on my shoe." Not "I may have," but "I might have." There might be some old spit up on my shoe. I assume that is from your son. I would assume that would be.
Listen, you come back after a couple rough, long nights at the office. You pop a couple beers.
Right, exactly.
Sometimes you might miss along the way. No, it is clearly from my son.
That is one of the things, and Britton turns 8 months next week, so she's 7 months old. That is one of the things for everybody who has ever been a parent. You know, how quickly did you get over getting whatever comes out of that baby? How quickly did you get over? Because when you are, and catch, this is you, you know, I don't know how much time you spend with your nieces and nephews and what yada, 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 when they're babies. But like when I was 26, I wanted nothing to do with a baby. Like if that thing spit up on me, I feared it was going to pee on me. It was going to poop on me. Even when it sneezed, I was like, oh, God, I don't want to hold that. Catch, do you feel that way around babies?
Well, I've gotten it twofold now. So I'm actually going to go see my nephew this weekend.
Okay.
Really,
how old is your nephew?
About that. He is 4 months old.
Is this okay. The one that your dad puts those adorable photos up
yes.
on social
yeah,
media?
My, this really is my nephew Archer.
Oh, man.
Who, yeah, was
it's a great name too.
Yeah, I wasn't hot on it at first, I'll be honest, but it's grown on me.
Did they okay. name it after the cartoon?
Yeah, no, and see that was the reason why I didn't like it at first, was because yeah. I was like, you
well,
know,
we were
all
thinking
I think of is Archer.
Truly, this baby's going to be a jerk.
Right?
Exactly.
We were thinking of naming our baby Miller. And people said, well, Wicked, people are just going to know because you're an alcoholic.
Well, that's different because your baby would have the high life.
Right. We could have also, like, by the time the baby's born, it's like, all right, it's Miller time.
It's Miller time at all times. And go on.
The reason why I say twofold is because, so I have a younger brother as well named LJ, who's now a freshman in high school, who makes me feel really old.
God.
But, I was a week shy of turning 12 when he was born.
Okay.
So I got both sides of it. So, you know, I had the fun of changing diapers. And
you remember
having,
it, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, being a 12-year-old kid, I totally remember going through that phase as an older brother. And now I'm getting, you know, readjusted to that as I'm seeing my nephew this weekend. But, I mean, yeah, as a 26-year-old kid, you try to steer away from
right,
that stuff as much as possible.
If there's a substance that comes out, you're like the first time Britton spit up on me, I was mortified. Just mortified.
Went,
I'm like, oh, God. So I grab, like, I remember, when, and she must have been, you know, 2 weeks old or a week old or whatever it was. I grabbed the burp rag or whatever, and instead of wiping up the baby, I wiped up my arm. And Lee's like, what are you doing?
I'm
like,
did that
she
too.
Spit up on me. I said, but she said, yeah, that will wash off. Wipe off your baby's face. And I said, okay. So that, like, that was my welcome. And when she had her first blowout for me, like, I had seen the blowouts, but I was always on the other side of the room where she was at daycare or whatever. But I was always like, that was it for me. Because now I sometimes don't even wipe it off. You know, like she spits up on my arm. You're just like, ah,
yeah.
Let's get this right off my arm.
I'll shower eventually.
Like I walked around, like, you know, if you're a parent and text in 22980, the first time you realize that getting whatever fluid, you know, if it's poop, you probably want to get to that or pee or whatever.
Right.
But like she spit up on me the other day. I was holding her. She spit up on my shirt, right in the chest part of my T-shirt. I didn't even change. I just went about my day for 3 hours till it was, you know, trying to get ready to go to bed. Put the thing in the laundry. Don't even care anymore. And that's something that you never, ever, when you're a young man like Ketzer on the other side, you know, you're like, no, God. Because it used to be if something spit up on me, I'm burning that shirt.
Never again. You know what I equate it to? I think this is an interesting analogy. The idea of, like, when you're in sixth or seventh grade and you're starting to, you know, have a little bit of interest in women for the first time and you're at the slow dance. Remember how far apart you guys used to stand from each other?
Yeah.
You know, you could barely, like, get your hands on her lip, on her hips. She'd probably have, like, the tips of her fingers touching your shoulders. That's being in your mid-20s.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out, like, how to hold a baby. The first time I ever held a baby that I can remember was when my wife's cousins had their son, and we hadn't even gotten pregnant yet. We ended up, you know, having Micah about a year or so later. And I remember being mortified on how to properly hold him. Like, do I prop his head up? It just goes down. I'm like slowly shaking a little bit because all I want to do is this baby is maybe 2 weeks old.
Right.
I don't want to ruin it.
Right.
Because of the way that I was holding. And again, you realize like how resilient babies are.
They're tougher than we are.
They're so much tougher than we are. They just don't know how to communicate.
They don't
need.
They don't know how to be hurt yet. You know, like they don't know what they don't know. They're
correct.
Babies.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yeah, you're like you hold it, like you put your arm out, and then you're just like, okay, where do I put my hands?
Right.
And it's like a golf swing when you first learn how to hit a golf ball. Nothing feels right. And now I'm like, give me Britain.
You're like, the golf club is clearly gonna fly out of my hands.
I keep my left arm straight.
Right,
what are you
the
talking?
Whole time?
But now it's like, give me Britain. I can do laundry.
Yeah.
With Britain in my arm, because she's good.
I've updated,
you know?
I've done fantasy drafts
wearing
my son. By the way, do you do the baby wipe trick on your shirt to get the stain out?
I don't even care, man. I don't even get the baby wipe trick. I just let her puke on me, and then I eventually
take it off.
A couple days later, it makes its way into the washing machine. But when did you first learn, or what was your first experience of, if you have a baby, if you had a baby in the past, when a fluid came out? Pick a fluid, keep it clean on the radio. But when a fluid happened and you're like, okay, this isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. That first blowout scared the bejesus out of me because it didn't stop.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I was changing my son's diaper.
Yeah.
And you realize it after it's done.
Some great text messages coming.
Fantastic
in.
Text messages from the text line. But normally, like, when you're changing the diaper after post blowout, like, it's done. I thought it was done.
No. You've just changed the first diaper.
No.
Okay.
And I realized like 4 or 5 diapers later and probably an entire basket of baby wipes later.
Yeah.
That I was in for something more than I could have imaginably even thought of.
Now you're like, I can get this done in 2 wipes. It's like, name that tune. I can get this done in 2 wipes. 1, 2. You have to use your fingers and get things in there. But you can get it done a lot easier. Text in 22980. So many good ones are coming out of the text line. I can't keep up. 576-7798. It's Midday with Jamie and Wickett. Ben Heisler is in for Jamie Monticelli today here on 98.1 KMBZ. All right. What was the first time that you had your baby with some sort of fluid on you that you're like, this isn't all that bad? 576-7798. 576-7798. Text in 22980. Ben Heisler is in for Jimmy Monticelli today. Because Ben at the last break said, I think there's some spit up on my shoe.
I don't think. That's definitely spit up on the shoe.
And I used to wear shoes where I would care. Now, don't care. You know what? You spit up on my shoe. Those were $20 shoes or they're flip flops. So the odds of me really caring are out the window.
Yeah, that's true because, you know, back in the day when I was on the radio side, I would come in wearing the same stuff. And now, like, I have this job in the fantasy world where I work in an actual corporate office and people are dressed up fairly nice. So I feel like I have to step up a little bit.
Right.
And so I guess clearly I must have come home. The wife handed the child off to me like I was LeSean McCoy in the backfield. And off I went. And this had to have been here for at least a week or so.
Yeah, probably. You should radiocarbon date that to see exactly when that happened.
Right, just keep it on the air. Just, it's a nice reminder of my kid.
From the text line, Wicket, wait till the first time you're holding your baby over your head and she spits up and it goes into your mouth. That still sounds awful.
Somebody warned me about that. Like, you're going to be holding your child and they're going to like have this great smile and you're going to smile and you're like, oh, aren't you so excited? And then just... like direct projectile into your mouth the moment it happens.
You have a boy and you have different parts than my daughter. So does have you
I
have
do.
Has he peed on you yet?
Of course.
Is straight up in the air. Did you ever think about getting that TP cup thing that's out there?
Does it work? We tried it. It works, but then you're covering a little TP full of pee. Congratulations. What have you really avoided here?
This is what I'm most worried about is getting peed on because we're having one of each. So that's what I'm most...
First time you'll be like, ah!
Right?
And then the second time you'll be like, I just got peed on.
Does it go across the room?
He has a surprisingly strong stream. clearly he's getting fed.
You know from the text line, you know your parents when you try to catch the kid's vomit so it doesn't go all over the furniture, and then you both shower just to clean everything up.
Yep.
We did that with some food where she did not like the food and it came right back up, and my wife's trying to catch it all in a cup, just all over everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes he's a decent sleeper. He's going through that sort of regression stage at this point. Mm-hmm. But one way that we'll, and we haven't done the formal sleep training yet, but one way that we'll get him to sort of calm down is we have an exercise ball.
Yeah.
And so I'll hold him really close. And I would do this initially when he was swaddled, and now we don't need that anymore. So I'll just hold him. We'll sort of bounce on the ball a little bit. But when he is crying really hard, he's just fighting it and fighting it and fighting it, I know that something is coming because he'll be screaming. It'll just stop out of the blue.
Yep.
And I'm like, he's about to spit up or throw up on me.
Or it's the other end.
Or it's the other end. And then the facial expressions afterwards when that happens, though. Yeah. Oh, those are priceless.
Let's see. From the text line, it's weird because fluids from any other human, including my wife, gross me out, but my kids never have. Theirs never bothered me at all. 32-year-old dad of two boys, 3 and 5.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I was in the Air Force. While we were home for lunch, my newborn sent projectile diarrhea all over my uniform. Had to shower and change everything. Somebody said to use the diaper as a catcher's mitt if he's peeing on you.
I mean, listen, you're buying them in bulk at this point, right? What's one if you're buying them in the 189 packs?
From the text line, we used to hand our youngest son back and forth when he hadn't blown out in a few hours a little hot potato. Yeah, that's the thing. If you're holding my daughter and she poops, that's like Russian roulette. You're the one that has to change her. If she blows out in your arms, you have to change her when you come visit our house.
It was like hot potato. There was the Wonder Ball that you keep passing back and forth.
I don't want this thing. No way. Rebecca Crockett.
Yeah.
At what point when you became a mother, did you say, I don't care if there is a fluid that lands on my shirt, my arm, whatever?
How quick did that change? Immediate. I remember picking my kid's nose, without even thinking about it.
Right? You do that. You don't care.
Yeah.
You don't.
And you know how it's evolved now? Instead of picking your kid's nose if they got something in there, you have to suck it out using a nose Frida.
Or they have the one that you use your own mouth. Yeah. There's a hose. Like a baby bird.
That thing is fantastic, by the way.
Oh my gosh, that freaks me out.
The nose Frida is great. I'm telling you right now. You don't have it yet?
I haven't had to use it yet.
It's fantastic. When they can't breathe out of their nose, I know it grosses you out. I get it. You're sucking snot out of it. But I have been the dad in the commercial. That at 3 a.m., sucking snot out of... And she can breathe! And it never gets in your mouth.
That's the part that I didn't understand about the concept. nobody decided to explain that to me.
It really does work. I don't get paid to say this, but I fully endorse the nose Frida.
We'll work on that for you.
And Lee right now, being pregnant, she can't... everything makes her want to throw up. So that's out of, I'm on full nose Frida duty until the two are born. All right, Ben Heisler is in for Jamie Monticelli. What Popeyes is making you bring to the table if you want a chicken sandwich? That's next. Rebecca's in the newsroom.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.